There was a monk who came to stay with Ajahn Chah, and he had practiced at different places, and he'd been on his own for a fair time, and done a lot of solitude practice, and then he was staying with Ajahn Chah, and he just found it irritating and frustrating to just the duties or the what was required, and also he was he recounts as he said, because he wanted to draw close to Ajahn Chah, so he asked to be to take a turn in being his attendant, but then being with Ajahn Chah would receive people and talk to the villagers or the townspeople or visiting monastics, and he said, and this monk said, sometimes it just sounded so mundane, and I just wanna, and I'd start to get tired, and so I go tired of it, and I go to my breath immediately and just try to not have to deal with that. And he said, as soon as I did that, it's like it was uncanny, because Ajahn Chah seemed to know my mind. He said, it was, and this, oh, Tan, go and get me this. Oh, said, go and clean this spittoon for me. I'll do. He says, always finding something for him to. He couldn't ever settle in the way that he liked. And so then, and then finally he got fed up and went to pay respects to Ajahn Chah and asked permission to leave. He wanted to take leave and go somewhere else. And Ajahn Chah said, well, you're welcome to leave. You can go back and to your cave and learn how to be peaceful there. Or you can stay on here and learn how to be peaceful anywhere. He stayed, much to his credit and his